And welcome back to some basketball here on KSDP. We've got the Diamond JV. The game just underway. Diamond against the King Cove rookie. There's a basket up and in by the Diamond JV. That's Chanel Martinez. 2-0. Diamond off to the early lead. King Cove will bring the ball down. That'll be Elena Mack on the dribble here for the King Cove rookies. Get right into the action here. So thanks for joining us for some rookies basketball here on KSDP. Long shot put up by Elena Mack is no good. The rebound down to Kimmy Roth of the Diamond JV. Diamond JV, there's another long one put up. Same gal, Chanel Martinez. Was that a three?
They called that a two.
They called it a two, so she's got 4 points. And it's 4-0 here, Diamond. Kind of getting rushed here in between games as they're kind of trying to stay on schedule. So they only gave us about 7 minutes between the last game and this one. So I got down there and got the starters. There's timeout on the floor, by the way. That's good. That gives us a chance to catch up here. I'm joined for this ball game by with Mark McGee.
Hey, Jeff. Good to be back again for another great game.
Mark down here from Port Allsworth watching the Canadian Lynx here in this tournament. Commentary, appreciate that. The starters here for the game for Diamond JV, Maharlee Sullivan, Chanel Martinez, Haley Rogers, Janae Pili, and Kimmy Roth. And for King Cove, it's Emily Brandle, Sadie Newton. I know I was mispronouncing the issue. I was saying Newman, but it's Sadie Newton, Elena Mack, Jelaya Duarte, and Monica Yachmanev. Diamond with the ball here on the dribble in the lane. Haley Rogers way back out front. To Maharlee Sullivan. She shoots a three-pointer, no good. King Cove with the rebound. Here come the rookies. Dribble over there. It's Sadie Newton back out front to Emily Brandle. Emily Brandle drives down the right side, puts up a shot.
Well covered by three of the Diamond Link.
Shot was no good, knocked out of bounds. It'll be King Cove ball here. Underneath their own basket, inbounding it will be Sadie Newton. Sadie, nice inlet pass. Gets it right in there to Jelaya Duarte. She lays it up and in. First points of the afternoon here for the rookies. Diamond working. Three-pointer from way out front. Nothing but air on that one. That was Janae. How do you suppose you pronounce that? P-I-L-I.
I don't know, Jeff. Maybe.
Well, good thing. I don't think anybody's listening to us in Anchorage probably on this game, so we'll just say it how we can here.
Possibly some moms and dads online, though.
That is possible. Well, we'll do what we can.
Grandpas and aunties. And
King Cove with the ball. That's Elena Mack into the right corner.
Short.
Emily Brandle with the shot. No good.
Trying to get it up and over number 25, Kimmy Roth, there and goes out of bounds. Yeah, it's great to have a road system team out here to show a little bit of new faces to our Bristol Bay team. It's good to have the Diamond Lynx out here.
Is that what they are? Are they the Lynx?
I believe so.
Okay. I was going to say, I didn't even get a chance to get the mascot for them. Another timeout here on the floor. The score here, 4-2 with Diamond in the lead. We've only played about a minute 45. King Cove will have the ball underneath their own basket. It'll be Sadie Newton throwing it in, gets it into Duarte. Little 8-foot jumper on the baseline, up and good. Nice shot there by Duarte. She's got four and ties the ball game up. Here comes Diamond. On the dribble there is Janae Lee. Big tall girl in the post there. There's the long one by Pillai. No good.
Sure.
And the rebound taken down by Sadie Newton of King Cove. On the steal, though.
45 misses. 42 gets the rebound. 45 gets the rebound. But three shots right there. Finally, number 15, Sadie Newton, comes up with it, loses out of bounds to the right side.
Got a substitute coming in for Diamond. That's going to be Kaylee Kasharov. Kasharov, probably, is how you say that. Into the ball game here for Diamond. Out front, it's Janae Pillai. Down on the left corner. Long shot put up there by Carly Wardukeski.
Yeah, and Emily Brandle pulls on the
There's a nice shot by Emily Brandle. Two-pointer, right? 6-4. King Cove with the lead. Quickly back the other way. Here comes Diamond. Boy, these girls are playing some fast-paced basketball.
Sure they are. Diamond kind of pulls it back, sets their offense now. Looking to work that ball inside. Can't get it up.
Good defense by King Cove.
For 20, Lena Mack got a finger on that one. Good deflection there.
And King Cove playing a zone defense very effectively here in the early going.
Yeah.
So after the knocking that pass out of bounds, it'll be a diamond ball once again. Almost a steal by the rookies. Now an open shot down on the left side. That one put up by Haley.
Came up with the rebound, though, but she threw it away.
Haley Rogers missed the shot from the left corner there. She'll be inbounding it now for Diamond.
One of the rookies must have got a finger on it right before it went out bounds.
Another one for Haley Rogers, deep in the corner.
Covered well by three rookies. She gets it back out to number five from Diamond, Chanel Martinez, and she puts it up for two.
She's got all 6 points there so far, does Martinez.
Martinez, thank you.
6-6 is the score. And there's a violation by the rookies there on the inbounds pass. The coach has his hands spread out. What happened there? There's a long three-pointer. No good by Diamond.
Haley Rogers saves it. Gets it back for her teammates. Today. Pi. Lay.
P-I-L-I. Pili, we'll call it. I'll probably pronounce it different every time. So.
Yeah, I don't have any friends at Diamond that can send me a text to know how to pronounce that correctly.
Well, we're tied up here at 6-6. We've played about half of the first quarter. Just a reminder, if you want to watch this game, you can tune in on stream it live on bbbsd.net/live. You'll hear the audio as well as seeing the game, but we're glad you're listening to it here on KSDP. A couple more games later on tonight, the Sandpoint teams will be on against Bristol Bay. Nice rebound, Emily Brandle. The pass ahead to Elena Mack. She tracks it down. And King Cove with a chance to take the lead here. Right, corner deep there, Brandle. She's going to drive into the lane, passes it back out to Newton. Three-pointer by Newton, no good. Nice rebound by Duarte. Back to Elena Mack.
King Cove girls are passing that around good, getting some shots in there and getting the rebounds back.
I really enjoyed watching them play a couple times already this week. They're a fun team to watch. Very fundamentally sound team, it seems to me. There's Duarte underneath.
I suspect that there's some brothers that are playing on the boys team with the sisters here, or maybe cousins anyway.
Oh, yeah, there's a Brandle on the boys and the girls team. There's a Duarte on both teams. There's an Eichley on both teams. And there's a Mack on both teams.
Yeah.
So whether those are all brothers and sisters, I don't know, maybe cousins or whatever, but there's some common names, as there are in most communities.
We got Naomi Schneider and Kimmy Roth back in the game now.
Still 6-6, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. There's a pass by Duarte trying to get it to Brandle as she cut to the basket, but it's lost out of bounds. It'll be diamond ball once again. Here comes Rogers. Tries to get it inside to a big tall girl there, number 25 for Diamond. That's Leilani Brandt. No, that's Kimmy Ross for Diamond. He got a foul there. Foul on one of the rookie players. He's going to send a girl to the free throw line here. That'll be Maharly Sullivan. I was in a hurry to get these lineups written, so if my writing is a little bit hard to read, I was hurrying.
I'm making sense of it. It works good. She picked that first one.
Maharly Sullivan with the free throw. Hopefully got her name right. And it's 7-6. Diamond with the lead. This has the making of a really good ball game. Real competitive.
Back and forth. Great effort.
Both free throws are good by Maharly Sullivan. She's got two, and it's 8-6. Diamond with the two-point lead.
Yeah, looks like a really good matchup between number 25 Kimmy Roth and number 35 Jayla Duarte from the rookies. They're just two strong players underneath.
Inside to Duarte, puts up the shot. She's fouled.
Yep.
That name, by the way, Mark, there is Jalaya.
Jalaya, all right.
Jalaya Duarte. I say that with confidence. I may not be saying that exactly right on that first name either, but we
Kimmy Roth gets the foul. That's her first.
Duarte will shoot two. She misses the first one. 8-6 here. Diamond with the lead. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Boy, this one's flown by. I like that. When the games go, feel like they're going fast.
That's right. And it's off the rim, off the backboard, and through the net.
Duarte has 5 points.
Oh, good hustle. But
oh, look at there. It's going to go King Cove's way. Nice steal by Newton. And then after she tapped the ball, it went off the hand of Haley Rogers. So it'll be King Cove ball. Emily Brandle will get it into Elena Mack.
Mack pressing it a little bit underneath.
Nice shot down on the floor there. That was number 50, Monica Yetchmenev.
Little 10-foot jumper. She's wide open down on the left side. Dave, look at that shot off cleanly.
And it's a 9-8 lead for the rookies. There's a pass underneath, a little bit long for Diamond, and it's going to be King Cove ball.
If it'd been a little shorter, she would have got that underneath.
Sadie Newton will inbound it here for King Cove, gets it into Elena Mack. She's a good ball handler, Elena Mack. She's really good floor general for King Cove. Elena Mack right down the middle. Oh, passes it to the left side, a little high and out of bounds. Turnover by the rookies, and it'll be Diamond ball.
Kaylee Rogers is going to take a seat for a little bit, take a break.
That's Naomi Snyder into the ballgame for Diamond. 9-8, King Cove with the lead. There's a three-pointer. Oh, in and out for Diamond. No good. Rebound down to Emily Brandle. She'll bring it down for the rookies. Gets to midcourt. Keeps on going, and she's going to be pushed there by Naomi Snyder, who just came into the game for Diamond. So it'll be King Cove ball. Newton gets it into Mack.
Again, we're almost off there. She gets a three-pointer off.
Ooh, nice shot, Elena Mack. She's a good-looking ball player. Nice three-pointer, good ball handler. And suddenly it's a 12-8 lead here for the King Cove rookies. Diamond moving the ball real well. There's a three-pointer. That one's up and in. That one was by Maharlie Sullivan. She's got 5 points in the game.
That one's passing it back for us. Really hard. Oh.
The pass ahead to Duarte out of bounds. You know, the score says 12-10. Did they call that a two-pointer by Sullivan?
They must have.
Must have. So.
Yeah, sure. Foot might have been great on the line. They got a two-pointer. King Cove with a two-pointer right there.
Duarte with another bucket in the paint. She's got seven.
From the free throw line there.
Nice rebound.
5, Kimmy Ross shot, missed, and as a rebound by the King Cove rookies.
Nice rebound by Duarte. Inside to Yetchmenev, up, no good, gets her own rebound, good hustle. That's the way you
back
follow
out.
Your shot.
Duarte open, pass it back out.
There's another three-pointer by Elena Mack.
Almost a mirror of the last one she had. That's her spot right there on the left side of the arc.
She's got 6 points. And it's a 17-10 King Cove lead here. 21 seconds to go in the first quarter. Diamond passing the ball. Way down in the corner, there's number 3, Maharlie Sullivan again with the three-pointer.
Oh, I think that was a three-pointer. Definitely.
Was that a two-pointer also?
Just inside there. 17-12, no?
Just a few seconds to go here as King Cove brings it down. Mack for three. No good. And we've come to the end of the first quarter with the score. 17-12, King Cove with the lead. We'll take a one-minute break, and then we'll be back for the second quarter.
Thanks, Jeff. So King Cove holding on to the lead so far, but as we saw earlier today, that can slip away. So got to keep our eyes peeled there, and hopefully they keep working hard. I want to say a word to our sponsors, and thank you so much for your support of KSDP. The Lucians Eastboro and the City of Sandpoint and King Cove, also the Schumigan Corporation and the King Cove Corporation, Tel Alaska, Goulds and Sons, the AC Stores, also thank you to the Barefoot Inn in the Chignik Lake Village, Tel Alaska, and Penn Air. All these sponsors really make these broadcasts a reality, and we can't do it without them. So thank you so much for their support. We're going to go back live to Jeff Swanson. He's at the Sockeye Classic in Bristol Bay, the 23rd annual Sockeye Classic, where King Cove is 5 points or so ahead of Diamond's JV squad. Jeff?
Thanks, Austin. We are back and ready for the second quarter here between Diamond and the King Cove Rookies. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, Jeff, just down in the corner with Carly, she's number three. She shot two of these. They look like three-pointers, but you can just see, just as she left loose, she steps just across that three-point line.
She just will move back because it's only another few inches.
Half
she's
a step back.
Get credit for more points. So.
Yep, she'd have six instead of four, and that would be, draw them closer.
King Cove with the ball here to start the second quarter. Elena Mack gives it to Duarte, right back to Mack. Now cross-court over to Newton. Sadie Newton hanging on the ball. Gets it inside to Duarte. Emily Brandle, deep right corner. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound hauled down here by Diamond. Haley Rogers, is it? Brings it down for the Diamond Lynx.
Hustles down really fast. His defense set up before they can really...
There's
going.
Pass inside to Carly Bordukeski. She's fouled as she goes up for the shot. She's going to shoot two.
She's fouled by number 35, Duarte, and she knew that. See that sportsmanship.
That's her first foul and the second team foul. Diamond has three team fouls, so nobody's shooting on the one-on-ones yet.
Back right into the hands of number 50.
Boy, that was a beautiful pass. Man, that looked like a football play. Elena Mack threw it the length of the court, and Newton caught it in stride and laid it up and in. That's not easy to do. Sadie Newton with her first two and give a great big assist to Elena Mack. 19-12 now. King Cove with the 7-point lead. There's a three-pointer. Boy, talk about a nice lucky bounce there for Carly Bordukeski.
Yeah, bounced up about 3 feet and right back in the net.
Another two-pointer. She was way in the corner, but they're calling that one a two-pointer too, so... So Emily Brandle will handle the ball now for King Cove. Drives, shoots, no good. Rebound down to Diamond. Come the Lady Lynx again. Haley Rogers wanted the three, decides not to.
Ooh.
Passes it out front.
Almost threw that away. Diamond came up with the ball. Several others will take these shots that are just inside the three-point arc with by maybe a foot.
They've had three of those, Diamond has. Here comes Elena Mack on the run out. Nice pass to Newton. Up and in.
Have a nice little put in there.
Sadie Newton has 4 points. 21-14.
That's a true three-point attempt. And off the backboard.
Kimmy Ross. That was three.
No doubt about that. She had a foot to spare there.
21-17. 4-point lead here for King Cove. Elena Mack brings it down for the rookies.
Sandpoint had a great player graduated last year, Colton Mack, and Elena reminds me of his ball handling skills. I can't help but think that they're related somehow.
Yeah, down the chain there, they probably are. He was for Sandpoint, you say?
For Sandpoint, yeah. Colton had some great ball handling skills. I think some of the teams around here were glad he graduated. But Sandpoint's come back with great three-point shooters and are still dangerous from beyond the arc. Willis Kinko.
Timeout on the floor here, and 5:35 to go in this first half. It's 21-17, the lead here for King Cove. And it will be their ball when we resume play. Sadie Newton will throw it in. She'll get it into Elena Mack. Being guarded closely here by Haley Rogers. Over to Sadie Newton, down in the corner to Yetchmenev for three, and it's good. They call that one a three? Yetchmenev for three.
Just a step beyond the arch. And stolen right there by number 50.
That's Yetchmenev, who just made the three-pointer. Inside to Duarte. Back out to Yetchmenev, this time inside the three-point arc. She shoots it, no good. And it'll be Diamond bringing it back the other way.
Loose ball. They were able to recover that, though, and Diamond's still shooting. Haley Rogers down on the left side. From 4 feet behind the arc, long shot by number 15, Janae Talley.
Ball on the floor there and loose, and finally going to be taken away here. Will be Diamond ball underneath their own basket. 4:53 to go here in the half. Rogers inbounds to Pelley. No, she shoots. No good. Rebound down to Duarte. Gives it to Sadie Newton. She'll bring it quickly the other way. Ahead to Mack. 12-foot jumper on the baseline. No good. And the rebound down to Kimmy Ross.
So you got to wonder how those don't think, but they don't. And that's in and out.
That'll be Janae Pelley with the ball. Way down left corner inside to Ross. She turns, shoots. No good. Gets her own rebound. She's a tall girl. She gets that one to fall. Kimmy Ross has 5 points, and it's 24-19. King Cove hanging on to the 5-point lead. Full court pressure here by Diamond.
They'd like to tie this up before the half, or at least take the lead. Kimmy Rogers, a nice reach. Or, excuse me, Haley Rogers, a nice reach. Got all ball, able to knock it off.
Emily Brandle will throw it in here for the rookies.
Some really great matchups here on these man defenses.
Emily Brandle with the ball for the rookies. It's Menneth in the far corner looking for the pass. Newton has it underneath to Mack. Gives it to Duarte right back into the corner. Yetchmenev for three. No good. And the rebound down to Haley Rogers for Diamond. She'll come quickly the other way. Left side. Little shot put up there by Maharley Sullivan. No good. Long pass ahead now for King Cove. Running in for the layup there. It's Sadie Newton. Her shot is blocked out of bounds. It'll belong to King Cove.
Well, it was a nice block, Jeff. He just was able to get up there and hand on the ball. Worked it right out.
That was a good block. Substitute coming in. Duarte is going to sit down and coming into the ballgame for the rookies. First time, I believe, here today. That's number 11, Kiana Utek. Newton tried to get it in. Knocked out of there by Kimmy Ross for Diamond. King Cove will try to inbound it again. This time they do get it in it to Yetchmenev. To Emily Brandle. King Cove will set their offense. Now Brandle. Down the lane, gives it to Utek. Oh, her pass is stolen away by Haley Rogers. Quickly the other way. Here comes Diamond. Passes it off to Pelley, who shoots, misses. And Kimmy Roth with the rebound. Are they going to say she was over the back? She's tall, but still doesn't work to reach over somebody's back.
Oh. Boy, number 15, Sadie Newton, was able to scramble down there really fast and break up that fast break. The two King Cove players on the one. It's great defense. Good hustle.
Sadie Newton will throw it into Emily Brandle. Knocked away from her. She bats it ahead to Duarte, who shoots and misses. And Roth brings the rebound down. Now a long pass ahead to Sullivan.
Yeah, hang on to it.
Sullivan stuck underneath the basket.
Maybe they called a three-second violation, possibly. King Cove coach was hoping the official see that, I think.
And I don't think the official appreciated it. he didn't give him a technical, but he gave him a couple of words as he headed down the floor. Here's a steal.
Here's a long steal pass
by Diamond. Ross, nice bounce pass over to
Duarte. Got a hand on it.
Little stoppage in the action here. Looks like it's a foul on Elena Mack, her second foul.
She's getting a little bit out of control with those long passes back and forth.
Yep. Haley Rogers will go to the free throw line. Everybody kind of has a chance to collect their breath and slow things down. Rogers will shoot two. First one is good. It's her first point of the afternoon here, and it's 24-20. Diamond staying close, just 4 points down. Another substitute coming in. That's number 31, Sierra Watkins. As Kimmy Ross sits down, Sierra Watkins into the ballgame here for Diamond. Second shot, no good by Haley Rogers. The rebound, Elena Mack. Her pass, tried to get it to Duarte. It's stolen away by Diamond. Rogers, back to Sullivan. Cross court to Chanel Martinez.
Boy, they move that ball fast around that arc.
They do a good job of passing the ball. It's a way to keep a defense kind of scrambling and discombobulated by quick passes. Look at that. They do a great job.
One touch pass. up and in and out. Hey, must have been a rookie had that hand on there. I couldn't see who that was.
That was a battle for the rebound there, and thought maybe it was off of Rodgers, but they say it's off the rookies. Diamond will have the ball again. 2:07 to go here in the half. Fly out front, inside to Watkins, lays it up and in.
Wow, right through to the King Cove defenders. He's able to pick that up and just lay that in there. Great, great offensive play.
Sierra Watkins just in the game.
Excellent steal. Oh, she can hang on to it.
Nice steal by Diamond as the rookies were trying to get the ball up the court.
Yeah, Martinez just was just right there. Was stripped the ball and had it, and then just lost control a little bit.
So it's 24-22 here, the two-point lead. King Cove just barely hanging on to this lead. They hope to get out of this half with still in the lead because it's looking in doubt here. Diamond has really come alive.
King Cove must have just touched it again before it went out of bounds. Diamond still has the ball. There goes that quick passing offense just beyond the arc.
Rodgers to Martinez. Boy, they do pass the ball now into the deep corner. Boy, they know how to pass it around.
The three.
Three-pointer. That one by Jhené Pillai.
Through the net. No rim on that one.
That gives Diamond the lead by one. Here comes Elena Mack.
Oh, and there's a bad pass.
Little stolen. Brandle had it. And it's going to go back to Diamond again. Their press is really giving King Cove some problems here.
Yeah, King Cove kind of scrambling a little bit. They need to maybe slow it down again just to get their speed.
1:20 to go in the half. Diamond has taking the lead now, 25-24.
All right.
And we're going to have a traveling call on Chanel Martinez of Diamond.
Just as she passed it, she just shuffled that foot a little bit. The back referee was able to see that. Good break for King Cove there to get the ball back.
Elena Mack will bring it down now for King Cove. Just over a minute to go here in the first half. Emily Brandle wide open for three. And King Cove needed that one. Brandle with the three-pointer. She's got five. And King Cove back in the lead by two. Haley Rogers, she loses it.
Great for turnover
to Newton, but stolen right back. Now stolen back by King Cove.
Three turnovers, boom, 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 in a few seconds.
Elena Mack for three. No good and out of bounds. 47 seconds to go here in the half.
Boy, I keep stats for our links, and sometimes those plays are so hard to keep track of. The action is fast, it's furious.
Yeah, if you look down to do something, you're going to miss several other things happening. There's a three-pointer.
Again, she just took a one step inside the arc.
Maharlie Sullivan, she missed that one on the rebound. Looks like it's going to be a foul on one of the Diamond players. So it'll be King Cove ball. 33 seconds to go here in the half. King Cove leads by two. Inbounds pass comes to Elena Mack. She'll dribble out of trouble.
That foul is on Sierra Watkins, number 31, her first.
Elena Mack. It's a screen. Back to Duarte down the lane. Loses a handle on the ball. The ball is on the floor.
Three.
Picked up by Sadie Newton. In the corner to Metcalf for three. No good. Rebound down to Diamond with seconds. All the way in.
Nothing. And call a block there.
Quite a collision underneath the basket. What do we got there? A foul on one of the rookies players?
Player number 14.
Maharlie Sullivan was the one driving in, and she was fouled. Foul is on Emily Brandle, her first. A couple of free throws here for Maharlie Sullivan.
Missed that first one. And that fast break, you're just trying to get down there and position as fast as you can and break it up.
27-25, the rookies with the two-point lead. 5.9 seconds to go. Another free throw for Sullivan. She makes that one. She's got seven. King Cove with six, five, four. Elena Mack ahead to Brandle.
One
Brandle
out.
Shoots. No good. And the buzzer sounds. And at halftime, it's about as close as you would think it would be. 27-26, King Cove leading Diamond here just by the slimmest of margins, 1 point, 27-26. Scoring rundown here for the first half, Diamond JV. Maharlie Sullivan had 7 points. Chanel Martinez with six. Kimmy Roth with five. Carly Bordakeski has two. Sierra Watkins with two. Jhené Pillai will say three. Haley Rogers with 1 point. And And for King Cove, even scoring here, Jelaya Duarte with 7, Elena Mack with 6, Emily Brandel with 5, Sadie Newton with 4, Monica Yetchmenev also had 5 points. So doesn't get any closer than that.
27-26. Man, what a great game so far, Jeff.
We thought it would be a fun one in the second half. 27-26, King Cove with the lead. We'll take about a 9-minute break, and then we'll be back for second half action here from the Sockeye Classic in Naknek.
Great matchup so far. Thank you, gentlemen, for that coverage. We're going to come back in about 7-10 minutes, but we want to play a couple songs for you really quick and have a little break for you to go and get some fresh beverages or some food. It's a tight game. King Cove is only up by 1. We'll see what happens on the second round. We're going to go ahead and play a little bit of Bruno Mars for you guys here as we get ready for the second half action.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't. Just watch. Just why? Hey, hey, hey.
About 4 minutes out from the rookies coming back. They're one up on the junior varsity squad out of Diamond, but it's a tight game. Diamond was definitely starting to rally there at the end, so we'll see what the rookies have in store for us, if they can hang on to it. But again, about 3 or 4 minutes out, we'll go ahead and play a little bit more music while we wait for them. Here's a little bit of Capital Cities coming out of 2014, their big hit, Safe and Sound. It's time to go back here. Jeff Swanson, I think our good friend Mark McGee from Port Aldsworth is on the horn with him as well, giving us the rookies' action against Diamond. Diamond trails by one, but it's going to be a tight one. Jeff and Mark, we're going to send it back your way over there at the Sockeye Classic in Bristol Bay.
Dustin, and welcome back to the Bristol Bay High School gym here in Naknek for third round action at the 23rd Annual Sockeye Classic. And you were right, Austin, there. Mark McGee and myself, Jeff Swanson here, bringing you live action. King Cove rookies against the Diamond Lynx. The girls' game here. Later on tonight at 6, it'll be the Bristol Bay Eagles against the Sandpoint Boys at 6. And then the same two teams, only the girls, at 7:30.
Yeah.
We're bringing you those on KAKN here in Naknek, as well as KSDP down in Sandpoint. We're just about ready to go here with second half action. Couldn't be any closer, 27-26. King Cove with the one-point lead, and this one's shaping up to be yet another exciting game here. We've had some great ones today.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, it's been awesome to see these high school teams battling it out.
Diamond has the ball to begin with here. The three-pointer from the far corner there. Did she get stay outside the three-point line? That was Maharley Sullivan.
Nope, she just stepped inside of it. From this angle, it's hard to tell, but...
She's done that three times now. She's made three long bombs, but she always puts the foot just inside the line, so she only gets a two-pointer. But nonetheless, nice shooting by Maharlie Sullivan.
Same thing here. Harley's let one off in her foot. Again, just past the arc.
Martinez for three. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to King Cove. 28-27 here. Diamond takes the lead right off the bat with the two-pointer by Sullivan. And they're going to, and Diamond is going to full court press against King Cove into Elena Mack. Mack trapped underneath the basket. Her pass is stolen by Pelley to Haley Rogers. She puts up the little jumper up and in.
Excellent defense there for Diamond. They came out charged up, ready to go.
King Cove gets a five-second call. They couldn't get the ball inbounds. And King Cove's coach not real happy about what he's seeing here at the beginning of the second half. It'll be Diamond ball underneath their own basket. They already lead it by three here. They've scored four unanswered at the beginning of the half here. This is a long three-pointer put up. That one was shot there by Janae Pillai and air ball. That one goes out of bounds, and it'll be King Cove ball again. And I think we're going to have a timeout. And the King Cove coach, he wants to do some quick teaching here about how to break a press.
Yeah, there at halftime, he had his girls out on the court talking to him about how to set up to try to combat this defense that they sent against the Diamonds. That quick pass we see, he came right out right away, just throwing it really quickly around, trying to create the opening. And it's working.
It is working. Good fast start here in the second half for Diamond. Trailed by one and a half, but they're already up by three. They scored four unanswered right off the bat here in the third quarter. King Cove girls are a talented bunch. They're not gonna go away easily here. I think they're gonna be battling all the way.
I think so. We'll see a couple points here, and it'll be close through the third, fourth quarters.
So both after the full timeout here, it'll be King Cove ball at the far end of the court here. We've got the length of the court to go. Hopefully they have a little idea here how to break this press. It'll be Sadie Newton to throw it inbounds here for the rookies. She gets it in to Elena Mack. Right back to Sadie Newton, who this time does break the press easily. Over to Emily Brandle. Good job by the rookies. Some good coaching there.
Yep.
Elena Mack, the three, off the rim, no good. And that rebound pulled down there by Kimmy Roth. And here come the Diamond Lynx once again. Pass stolen away here by King Cove. Here comes Elena Mack. Nice defensive stop by the rookies. Mack, she's going to drive in the lane, kick it out to Brandle. Brandle for three, no good. Ball on the floor, taken away here by Pillai. He gets it to Roth. Roth lays it up and in. Nice fast break by the Diamond JV team. Roth has 7 points, and it's quickly a five-point lead here. On the inbound pass stolen by Roth. Roth throws it right back to the rookie player there, Elena Mack, all the way for Newton. Newton loses the handle, and it's out of bounds. Going to go right back to Diamond. Up and down the court, up and down the court.
Quick beat. Whatever the King Cove coach said there at that timeout seems to have helped, and they broke that pass crush right away.
Martinez down the corner to Maharlie Sullivan. She misses the shot, and could have been a foul there. No, nothing called. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to King Cove.
I almost thought that would have been a block.
Yep, I thought so. Sadie Newton will throw it in here for the rookies. Gets it into Duarte. Duarte on the dribble, left-handed down the lane, stops, shoots. And she was hit hard underneath there. She's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yeah, a good attempt at a block there, but she got more than just the ball. Kimmy Roth playing tough D underneath the basket.
Had to go get the basketball rolled off the floor there. So Duarte will shoot two. 5:56 to go here in the third quarter. Jelaya Duarte. Left-handed shooter. Her free throw is a little bit long, no good. Substitute coming in for Diamond. That's going to be Naomi Snyder. One more for Duarte. Free throw is good. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and it's a 4-point lead now for Diamond. Quickly ahead for the Lynx. They run their offense. Martinez in the corner underneath to Roth. Back out front to Rogers. Steps inside the three-point line, shoots it, and gets the friendly roll. And Rogers has 5 points, and it's a 6-point lead. for Diamond. Newton gets it into Brandel, almost stolen. Brandel now up the right side, passes ahead to Elena Mack. King Cove gets through the trouble this time. Mack underneath to Duarte. Back out to Brandel for three. No good. Nice rebound, Elena Mack. Bounce pass to Yetchmenev. Mack, Brandel, top of the key for three. No good. Duarte on the rebound. Up and just doesn't get it to fall, but she's going to go to the free throw line again. She'll shoot two more. King Cove has kind of gone cold from the outside on those threes.
Yeah, that first three she's made the same little mistakes that the Diamond seems to make. They're just taking that little step forward, putting her toe on the line, and it's a two instead of a three. You've got to be aware of where that line is if they want that three-point shot.
Duarte misses the first free throw, and the King Cove coach is calling for a timeout. He's a very active coach.
He is. He's passionate about the game. I've got Gary here. He's been in King Cove maybe for three years now.
Must have some southern roots.
He does.
Just to hear his accent.
He's from Texas.
He is. Okay.
Yeah.
I've talked to him a couple times, and he's a southern boy.
Yeah, to my Sandpoint friends, too. I'm hoping the Sanilian Lakes and I think New Haven will be down there next weekend. And if it works, I'll see if I can join the team there. I always enjoy visiting Sandpoint, my friends in Sandpoint.
Absolutely. How far, what kind of a flight is it down to Sandpoint?
From Fort Allsworth, it's maybe 2.5 hours. Lake Clark Air gets that bid a lot of times to fly that or in their airplane. So 2.5 hours, they have kids from Sandpoint that come up to the camp.
Okay, great. Here's Duarte, second free throw. No good. Missed a couple here. Diamond with the rebound. They'll bring it down. That's Jhené Pillay. Martinez, little runner in the lane. No good. Nice rebound, Elena Mack. She'll bring it out quickly for the rookies. Right down the lane. Puts up the runner. No good. Tries to get her own rebound. The ball's on the floor. Taken away by Martinez. King Cove on the run out. Here's Rogers in the lane. The 8-footer is up and good. Nice job by Haley Rogers. She's got 7. And it's an 8-point lead for Diamond.
Diamond breaking it open just a little bit here.
Yep, Newton gets it in to Brandel. He drives down the lane. Nice bounce pass. Yetchmenev up and in. Monica Yetchmenev, good little ball player, good shooter. She's got 7. Here's a long pass for Diamond into Watkins. Watkins lays it up. And it's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to belong to King Cove.
Yeah, Duarte just about got in the way there, but it was great for turnover.
Another turnover by King Cove as Newton tries to throw it into Duarte, and it goes out of bounds. And the ball will go back here to Diamond. Rogers passes it into Pillay. And Diamond's going to back it off here and set up their offense. 6-point ball game. Diamond with the lead here just halfway through the third quarter. That was a nice drive by Rogers and handed it off for a nice easy layup, but there was a foul prior to the shot. So Diamond will have the ball underneath their own basket. Rogers gets it into Martinez, fires up a long one. No good. Put back attempt here by Diamond, and King Cove just out-rebounded there.
Yeah, there's a lot of rushing there, and Diamond was sick to the ball.
Diamond has the ball again, top of the key. Left side, Pillay. Boy, they aren't afraid to shoot the long ball. Watkins out front. Now, Jhené Pillay. Left side again to Watkins. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rogers out front. Hands it off now to Naomi Snyder. Martinez with the ball. There's a steal by Emily Brandel. Nice job. Throws it ahead to Sadie Newton. She's going to take it in and lay it up and in. Nice.
That was a beautiful fast break. Just the pass was perfect. 2 steps and in.
Tell those kids that played together. She threw it up there just trusting her teammate to run up and grab it and put it in. 32-36. King Cove back to within 4. Pillay on the dribble, guarded closely by Emily Brandel. The long three-pointer from the top of the key, around the rim and out, no good. Duarte with the rebound. She's fouled underneath there by Watkins, I believe. Good rebound by Duarte.
Yeah, surrounded by three of the Diamond players and just able to draw that foul.
Enjoy watching Duarte. She is working hard underneath the basket.
She is.
Here come the rookies. Mack ahead to Duarte. Turnaround jumper, Duarte. Up and in. Nice job by the rookies. Duarte's got 10 points, and it's a two-point ball game. There's Rogers.
Good fake.
Oh, nice job.
Pulled up just short. Let the Duarte kind of slide past. She's able to get that shot off clean.
Back to the four-point lead here for King Cove. Randall drives into the lane. Nice bounce pass off the foot of one of the Diamond players. 38-34, Diamond with the four-point lead. And it'll be King Cove ball underneath their own basket. Baby Newton to throw it in. 2:10 to go now in this third quarter. Into Duarte, who puts it right up and in.
Nice inbound play. I like seeing those quick little passes in.
Comes Rogers quickly the other way.
Duarte can't believe that. Her hands in the air. She got away with it.
Tough Duarte. Duarte can't believe she got called for that foul. Might agree with her there. I don't know. Haley Rogers will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. First one is no good. By the way, that's the third foul on Duarte, and King Cove, which they'd miss her a lot.
Yeah, it would make a difference in the game for sure. She's a strong defensive and offensive player.
Yeah, she's their leading scorer, and I would say probably leading rebounder too, for sure. Second free throw is good by Haley Rogers. She's got 10 points in the game. Here comes King Cove. Ahead to Duarte again. Once again, that's three in a row by Jelaya Duarte as she got a nice pass from Sadie Newton. Puts it in. And here comes King Cove with the timeout.
Gary's looking to coach there. King Cove's looking a little happier with his girls.
Yep.
Head nods up and down, smiling.
39-38. Diamond's lead is only 1 point now. So a nice little comeback here by King Cove. They were down by eight.
Yeah.
Got back to within one with under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
It was fun to watch the teams today playing their hearts out, but also the coaching has been really good. I've been impressed with the coaches, some really critical calls, and their desire to mentor these young athletes to do their best.
Yeah. You look across the players' benches are both across the floor from us. So we're seeing the back of the coaches, and they are both lots of gestures, and they're talking.
They are passionate about the game, for sure.
And they are coaching it up.
The local boosters, looks like, now throwing some goodies to the crowd. It's getting them excited about being here at Bristol Bay School. Water bottles and T-shirts.
Well, after the timeout here, we'll resume play, and it'll be Diamond ball at midcourt. Rogers gets it into Naomi Snyder. Under two to go here in the third quarter. Snyder loses it out of bounds. Turnover by Diamond. And the rookies will have a chance to take the lead here. Emily Brandel throws it into Yetchmenev. Yetchmenev back to Brandel. Brandel on the dribble out front. Drives into the lane. Kicks it out to Yetchmenev. Back up front to Elena Mack. Elena almost lost it. Now hangs on to it. Into Duarte. Oh, Duarte saw something that wasn't there and throws it away. Haley Rogers steps inside the three-point line. No good. Nice rebound by Duarte. Hands it off here to Emily Brandel. Ahead to Sadie Newton. Just did catch up with it. Back to Brandel.
Yeah, I almost went out of bounds there.
Nice denial there by Haley Rogers. Knocked it out of bounds, but it'll belong to King Cove rookies.
Haley Rogers, she's got some quick hands. Been watching her in a couple other games. She's just able to get her hand right in the way of that ball as it comes across.
Wonder what year some of these players are for Diamond. Three-pointer missed by Yetchmenev on the rebound. A couple opportunities here for King Cove. Finally, another shot put up by Elena Mack. She had a couple looks. Doesn't make either one of them. Ahead here to Rogers. Lays it up. No good. Rebound Duarte. Here comes Elena Mack, under a minute to go in the third quarter. Mack up the lane.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a smart way to draw a foul.
Yeah.
Splits two defenders and scoops it up with the right hand, and you're generally going to get the foul.
Yep. She tried to go right hand to left hand and do the left handed underhanded into the hoop, and she was able to get that foul.
Foul on Maharlee Sullivan. That's her first foul. Free throw by Elena Mack is good. Elena Mack has 7 points, and this game's all tied up at 39.
We've got several King Cove players coming into the game now.
Elena Mack hits the second free throw. Yep, into the ballgame there is UTEC. Also, Rayetta Kuzakan. Kazukin, maybe. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. But Diamond with the ball. Long three-pointer put up there. No good. That one was attempted by Faith Mills of Diamond. Rebound down here to King Cove. Here comes Elena Mack. The rookies lead it by one here, and they've made a nice comeback after trailing by eight in the third quarter. We've got a loud whistle. What have we got? An illegal screen by one of the King Cove players. Also on the floor there for King Cove, number five, that's Christine Eichley. Diamond with the ball. Three-pointer. No good by Diamond. Rogers puts it back up. No good. Rebound. Attempt blocked. And here comes the ball with the rookie ahead to Eichley. And the buzzer sounds before there's an opportunity to put the ball up. So still a one-point game. It was a one-point lead for King Cove at the end of the half. And despite falling way behind here in the third quarter, they pulled off to a one-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter.
They did. They really had a good opportunity with that fast break. Just lost 1 second. Diamond had a wide-open three and just fell a little bit short. It's been a great challenge.
King Cove up by one here. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll be back for the fourth quarter.
All right. King Cove mounted a comeback. It's going to be a tight one all the way to the end, just like with the boys.
That better?
We got about 1 minute on the clock here, and want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Quick reminder, at 6 o'clock, immediately following this game, we are going to have Sam Point begin to take it off. We'll have the gentlemen playing first against Bristol Bay, the host team, and they'll play at 6 o'clock. And then at 7:30, the Lady Eagles will go up against Bristol Bay as well, and that will be also recorded here on KSDP. So make sure you tune in. Sandpoint game 6 and 7:30 against Bristol Bay. All of them are coming off of good wins yesterday. Can't wait to see what happens up next. All right. It is about time for fourth quarter action here at Bristol Bay, the Sockeye Classic. We have Mark McGee and Jeff Swanson bringing it to you live. Third round action. The rookies looking to try to get back in there and take the win home.
So we're back here. Fourth quarter is underway. Diamond has the ball. They trail by one. There's a long three-pointer put up. No good. Rebound by Ross, who's back into the game, though, and she's going to be fouled. She'll go to the free throw line with a chance to put Diamond back ahead.
It's going to be maybe a back-and-forth battle here in the fourth quarter, Jeff, with both teams really wanting to pull out a win.
That's Kimmy Ross. She'll shoot two. The foul was on number 14 there. That's Emily Brandle, her second foul. Roth missed the first free throw. Second one is good to tie the ball game. So 40-40, we start all over again here at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Brandle quickly down the other way, lays it up. No good. Off of Roth, so it'll belong to King Cove. Nice idea there by Brandle, but just tough going against that taller girl there. Elena Mack will have it now for the rookies. Gets a nice screen, stops and pops from the free throw line. No good. Rebound down to Martinez for Diamond. They're pushing it. Ahead, stolen away by UTEC. UTEC throws it away. No, now here Elena Mack has it for King Cove. She's going to come quickly down the right side. Stops, pops the three. No good. Martinez with the rebound. Gets it ahead now to Pillai. She gets it ahead to Sullivan. Sullivan's going to be called for traveling. Caught the ball and took a step before she dribbled. 7 minutes, 11 seconds to go here in the ballgame. All tied up at 40.
seems like the intensity has just even picked up a little bit even in this fourth quarter, both teams knowing.
Sadie Newton sits down and back into the game. Here is Christina Eichley. Diamond with the steal on the inbounds pass. Oh!
Great block just from behind and able to get a full hand on the ball.
Haley Rogers is going in for the layup, and Elena Mack, she didn't really block that shot. She just kind of ripped it out of her hand and threw it out of bounds.
It was an aggressive play. The crowd loved it.
Martinez inside to Roth. Turnaround shot. No good. She's called for traveling. I think that's a good call. Tied up at 40. We played a minute here in the fourth quarter. Brandel will throw it in for the rookies. Gets it ahead here to Eichley. Hands it off to Mack. Mack. She's going to stop from the deep corner. No good. Rebound to Roth. And Diamond will bring it down again.
Something happened over there on the King Cove sideline by the play. I'm not sure what. The bench got excited about whatever happened right in front of them.
I think it was Elena Mack. She was dribbling behind her back and between her legs three or four times, positioning herself for the shot. And then the step back three pointer, if she'd have hit that one, the bench would have really gone crazy. Oh, we got a little collision down on this side.
Yep.
That is Monica Yechmenev. She's holding the side of her face. A little collision down there and injury timeout here for a second.
She's shaking it off, though. And
she's going to stay in the game. These girls are
tough girls.
Tough girls, and they want to stay in here. Diamond has the ball with 6:18 to go in the game. All tied up at 40. And it'll be Janae Pillai bringing it down for Diamond. She drives into the lane, puts the shot up, no good. I think Emily Brandel is going to be whistled for a foul there.
Yeah. Well, only 1 point scored so far in the first couple minutes of the third quarter, Jeff.
Yeah.
Tough defense going on.
Nothing's coming easy for either team. A couple of free throws here for Janae Pillai. No good on the free throw. One more for Pillai.
Rick Duarte is back to key in now.
Second free throw. No good. Rebound battle for, and Duarte comes away with it. Then the pass out to Mack is fumbled, picked up by Diamond. It'll be Haley Rogers. Inbound, nice inlet pass there to Roth. Puts it up and in. Roth has 10, and it's a two-point lead for Diamond.
Roth was in just the right position to get that pass. It was good offensive play.
That was a good play by Diamond, for sure. King Cove has the ball. They lost it out of bounds, but they retain possession. Into Mack. Mack has the ball. She is a good ball handler.
Yeah, she's a man up on with Haley Rogers. Who's got this hand.
Randall, long shot, no good. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay here with King Cove. Sadie Newton has come back into the game. She'll inbound it underneath her own basket. Gets it into Mack. And Elena Mack will dribble it out front, guarded by Haley Rogers. That's a great matchup. Long shot put up by Mack is no good. Rebound down to Diamond. Roth will bring it down, has the ball stolen away from her. Nice job by Newton. Ahead to Mack. Mack drives in, puts a shot to, as a pass, I guess, to Yechmenev, who lays it up and in to tie the ball game. 9 points for Yechmenev, and we're tied up at 42. 3 minutes gone here in this fourth quarter.
It's the third game now that we're seeing so close in the fourth quarter today here at Mackinac.
Martinez on the baseline. She shoots, misses. Nice rebound by Duarte. She had perfect position in front of Roth. Roth is a couple inches taller, I would say, but helps if you get yourself between the girl and the basket.
Yeah.
Randall for three, deep in the corner. No good. Rebound down to Martinez. Quick outlet pass. Ahead now to Logan, or to Rogers, excuse me. Left-handed layup up and in by Haley Rogers.
Wondered about if that would be a foul there, but neither player called. Randall taking the fall there, hoping to draw the charge. But on top of that,
They let him play. So with that nice left-handed layup there by Haley Rogers, it's a two-point lead now for Diamond. 44-42, 4.5 minutes to go.
As this game is played on, there's some just great man-up matches. Rogers and Mack, and then Duarte and Kimmy Roth down low. Several of the outside players are fierce competitors.
Yeah. Fun high school basketball. Watkins has come into the game. Looks like Roth is going to sit down. And 31, Sierra Watkins. She's a tall girl, too, and a pretty good force underneath the basket for Diamond.
Yeah, Diamond's bench is fairly deep. They've got a number of players that they can bring in and out and keep that competitive edge.
King Cove ball. They trail it by two. Inbounds pass to Yetchmenev from Brandel. Now Brandel brings it down. Emily Brandel on the dribble out front. Newton for long shot. No good. Nice rebound by Brandel. Back up front to Brandel. To Elena Mack. She'll take it back up front. Kind of reset things. Drive into the corner. Three-pointer. Outside shooting's been a little bit tough for Elena Mack. Over to Watkins. Watkins going to drive into the lane. Loses a handle on it. Picked up by Yetchmenev. King Cove with the ball. Here comes Emily Brandel. King Cove, another opportunity to tie it up or to take the lead. Emily Brandel loses the handle on the ball, and she gets it right back. Lucky break there for King Cove, ahead to Elena Mack. King Cove with yet another opportunity to try to tie this game up. Mack, three-pointer, finally hits it.
Duarte has been successful in setting that screen for her and getting her open.
She has tried some long ones. That one finally went for Elena. She's got 11 points, and it's a one-point lead with that three-pointer. For King Cove, 45-44, the rookies with the lead now, 3:15 to go in the ballgame.
Oh, nice reach.
Almost a steal by Newton. There's a shot put up by Janae Pillai. She's fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line with a chance to give Diamond the lead. 3:11 to go now in the ballgame. Pillai will shoot two. That foul was on Sadie Newton, her first. And bounces around and falls off. No good for Pillai. Got another chance to tie the game up.
Yeah, Kimmy Roth and Chandel Martinez checking back into the game now.
That one is good by Pillai. Ties the game up. We're all even at 45 here with 3:11 to go. Inbounds pass comes to Duarte. Gives it right back to Emily Brandel. Brings it across midcourt. Elena Mack on the dribble. She's trapped. Gets it right back to Brandel. Down to Duarte. 8-foot jumper up and in. That's a good plan to get that ball down low to Duarte. She's a good shooter.
She is.
2-point lead for King Cove now.
If Duarte can get that little 8-foot, 10-foot jumper, she's made a lot of those tonight.
And a nice shot by Rogers. Just won't fall. Boy, that thing went around the rim. Here's Mack on the run out. She's going to take it all the way in. Shoots with the left hand. A little too strong. And that's going to be a foul on Chanel Martinez. It'll be Elena Mack to shoot a couple. First one is no good. Missed opportunity here to get the lead. Second one for Elena Mack. That one's good.
It is. Makes it 48-45, King Cove.
Three-point lead for the rookies, and Diamond just threw it away on their end. Kind of a little bit out of control there as they were passing it ahead. Sadie Newton will inbound it here for the rookies. 2:20 to go in the ballgame. Oh, and there was a nice steal, but she lost it out of bounds with great hustle by Maharley Sullivan.
She's shaking her wrist a little bit. She came down pretty hard on the floor as she tried to get that ball.
Great hustle by her, though. Sadie Newton will inbound it here for the rookies again. Into Elena Mack. Mac gets it back out to Brandel. Brandel is caught up from behind by Sullivan, who fouls her. Sullivan looks like she's still hurting. Nobody's in the bonus situation here. Each team has five team fouls, six maybe for Diamond. Duarte gets the inbound pass, shoots it a little bit short, rebound to Roth. Here comes Haley Rogers. Diamond trails by three. They need a bucket. 2 minutes to go in the game. Martinez inside to Roth. Spins, shoots, misses the shot, gets her own rebounds, puts it up, still no good. Back up and in again. Nice job by Kimmy Roth.
Yeah, just a few inches of reach, and that made the difference in that rebound.
It sure did. One-point ball game again here. Here comes Emily Brandel. King Cove with the ball and the one-point lead. Minute 40 to go in the game. Brandel on the dribble. Oh, tried to get it underneath there to Duarte, but kind of an errant pass. Steal here by Diamond. Comes Sullivan. Wow. Misses the shot. The putback by Snyder is no good. We've got a whistle. And it looks like Kimmy Roth is going to go to the free throw line.
Yeah, Mac was in there trying her best to stop that shot. Kimmy's got at least a six-inch reach over Mac, so it's a tough play to try to block.
Kimmy Roth will go to the free throw line here. It's a one-point lead for King Cove, 48-47. Minute 18 to go in the ball game. Kimmy Roth at the free throw line to shoot two. That was the third foul on Elena Mac.
Yeah, I like seeing those King Cove girls just in the face of some odds of trying to get that ball stopped. They're not stopping. They're jumping. They're doing their best.
This one's going to be another exciting finish, no doubt about that.
Diamond coach had some questions for the floor here. Everybody's smiling. Maybe some clarification of a call, I think.
So when we resume play here after this timeout, it'll be Diamond at the free throw line. Kimmy Ross, she's already got 12 points in the ball game. She's hit a couple of free throws today. These are big ones here with only a minute 18 to go. Nobody really in serious foul trouble. That is the third one on Elena Mack, but there's only a minute 18 to go here, so it should really be a factor.
Yeah, both teams are each have 16 fouls, so next foul is going to put somebody in a one-on-one situation.
And that could be a factor.
Free throws. Yeah, earlier in the game with New Halen, I only had, I think, two or three fouls with only 2 minutes left, team fouls, and that actually was hard because they had to foul so many times to get the one-on-one situation.
All right, Kimmy Roth to shoot two free throws here for Diamond. They trail up by 1 point, 48-47, minute 18 to go. Roth's free throw is good, nothing but net. She's got 13. It's a tie ball game. Now a chance to take the lead. Second free throw for Ross is no good. And the rebound gathered in by Sullivan. Diamond retains possession. And it'll be Pillai on the dribble out here. So now we're down to about a minute to go. All tied up. Diamond with the ball. Inside to Roth. That's a good strategy. Turnaround shot, no good. And the rebound gathered in by UTEC, I believe it is, that's in the ballgame there. And Roth went over the back.
Yep.
She's tall, but not that tall.
Yep, she ended up pushing right into her back, and that was a clear foul right in front of the official.
So this is interesting. That puts UTEC to the free throw line to shoot 1-1, and she's only been in the ballgame here for a few minutes. All of the afternoon here, so she's got 1-1. A little bit of confusion here. Are they saying that that's the fifth foul on Kimmy Roth?
Maybe. It looks like she's coming out of the game.
I guess I hadn't been paying attention. I didn't realize that was her fifth foul.
Yeah.
I just said a few minutes ago, anybody had serious foul trouble, but I was wrong about that.
scoreboard shows only four, but that's not the official record, it looks like.
Yeah, that's interesting. UTEC's free throw, no good. And the rebound taken down by Sullivan, almost stolen by Mack. Here comes Haley Rogers with it now, 56 seconds. Oh, and Haley Rogers lost control of the ball, and she almost got away with it, but the fans jumped up off the bench to roar, and suddenly the whistle blows.
Elena was like, going, what's going on? Let's make this call. So,
on the inbound passer. Oh,
hard collision.
On the inbound passer for Kim Cove, big collision in the corner, Sadie Newton.
Boy, she took a hit, but she got right back up.
Brandel gets it into Duarte. Yetchmenev, she's got the runaway. Yetchmenev lays it up and in.
Haley Rogers.
Yetchmenev with her 11th point. And it's a two-point lead for the rookies. 42 seconds left in the corner to Martinez. And Martinez lost the handle on it.
He bobbled the ball just a little bit, took a step.
Two travels by Diamond on this end. Just didn't quite gain possession of the ball. Randall throws it in. Ball is stolen away. Oh. It's a question who that ball is off there. The referees are going to confer with one another.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to call because both were away from the play.
We need instant replay, but they're going to decide to give it back to Diamond. King Cove has the two-point lead here. 34 seconds to go now. And Diamond has the ball. And we've got a timeout by the Diamond coach here. So 34.5 seconds to go. Diamond will have the ball down by two.
Exciting, an exciting game. And, you know, I think even in high school, just being able to play it as it is, it's the calls. I think these officials are doing a great job. I was talking to one of the officials right here from First State earlier today, and there's a lack of officials here in Southwest Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Really are trained and have the experience. So,
some of these guys are recruited from Anchorage to come out to do this this tournament because they're just turning up out here locally.
Yeah, I was talking to one of the officials just about what we can do as a region to help our young people see that there's a great opportunity for them to learn the sport better, and
mm-hmm.
even some employment opportunity to earn a little bit of money on these weekends and do well. It's not an easy job.
Yep. That is for sure.
Yeah.
You made a lot of enemies.
Yeah. I umpired softball years ago when I was a teenager, and you found out really fast how hard officiating can really be. It gives you an appreciation for the men and women that give their time and do their best and in the face of lots of passion from the benches.
All right. Diamond will have the ball here. 34 seconds to go. Bringing the ball down the floor here, Janae Pillai. Diamond trails it by two. They've got the ball. Screen out front. Haley Rogers drives the lane, and she's going to be called for an offensive foul. And not sure about that one.
Yeah, it looks like she kind of tripped and fell into the defender. So,
speaking about not wanting to be a referee.
Yeah, man.
So now King Cove has the ball and the two-point lead. The inbound pass stolen away by Diamond. The ball's on the floor, and there's going to be a jump, and it's going to be Diamond possession, I believe. Nope, they're going to have a foul.
Foul.
Who are they calling that foul on, Diamond? And it looks like...
Yeah, number five.
Yep, that's going to be on Chanel Martinez.
Chanel's shaking her head. She's wondering how that was at foul, and boy, hard to call. They were rolling around for it.
Just a wild scramble for the ball. Yeah. So, I wouldn't want to be the referee on that one.
Nope.
Sadie Newton will go to the free throw line here, shooting 1-1. Two-point lead for King Cove. This is big. Free throw's good. Nice job. Pressure free throw by Sadie Newton. That gives King Cove a three-point lead with 19 seconds left. Into the ball game is Naomi Snyder. Sitting down, Carly Borduszewski.
King Cove's back. They're going to try to protect against this fast break.
Sadie Newton hits the second one as well. And it's a four-point lead now for King Cove with only 17 seconds to go. Diamond needs to get busy right away here. Haley Rogers in the corner to Snyder. They need to get a shot up. There's a three-pointer. And no good. Rebound down to Duarte. That was a three-pointer put up there by Janae Pillai. And we're going to have a pushing foul underneath on one of the King Cove players. That's a big break for Diamond.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was looking a little bit off ball. I'm not sure where that foul happened.
There's only 4.9 seconds left on the clock, and it's going to be Maharley Sullivan to the free throw line. She'll be shooting 1-1, I believe.
Yeah. So she'll have to sink both of these, make one, make the second one, and then Diamond's going to need to get that ball right away. Just under 5 seconds left.
Maybe you make the first one, miss the second one, get the rebound, throw it out, and hit the three-pointer to tie the game.
Yeah, I was just talking with Nate Davis, who's a state former coach from Anchorage Grace, to talk about that exact situation. And what do you do as a coach?
Tell the girl, you got to make one, and then intentionally miss the next one. If possible, make it bounce far off the rim or hard off the rim. So 1-1 here for Maharley Sullivan. Free throw, no good. Rebound to Martinez. Kick it out for the three-pointer for Diamond. No good. The buzzer sounds, and King Cove has pulled out a good win for them, 52-48.
Boy, if you're a basketball fan, this is the place to be.
Yep, that was a good one. King Cove wins it 52-48, and it was a nail-biter. Good ball game right down to the end. King Cove pulls it out. So our listeners down at KSDP, they're happy. They got to hear a nice win by their girls. 52-48. Good sportsmanship. Both teams lining up on the opposite side, shaking each other's hands. Coaches shaking hands. And
a couple hugs in there. Just great competitors.
Glad to see that. Well, we've got King Cove winning that ball game 52-48. Here's a rundown of the scoring for King Cove. They were led in scoring by Jelaya Duarte with 16, Elena Mack with 12, Monica Yetchmenev 11, Sadie Newton with 8, Emily Brandle with 5, and that's the scoring for King Cove, I believe. Diamond JV, Kimmy Roth had 13, Haley Rogers with 12, Maharley Sullivan with 9, Chanel Martinez with 6, Janelle Pillai with 4, and Carly Wardiskuski with 2, and Sierra Watkins with 2. Once again, a nice victory for King Cove over Diamond, 52-48. We've got more basketball coming up in just a few minutes. It'll be the Bristol Bay Boys against the Sandpoint Boys. That game will start at 6 o'clock, maybe a little bit later. On the clock here in the gym, it says 24 and a half minutes. So that'll be when we start the next ball game for you folks down there in Sandpoint, KSDP. So once again, King Cove with the win, 52-48. Good job by the Lady Rookies. We'll send it back to KSDP.